check this out. I just love this verse. Psalm 27, verse 4 says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Not just a beautiful passage. That's Psalm 27, verse 4. I pray that's the desire of your heart today. Hey, good Sunday to you. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. It's a program that's all about Jesus. Yeah, we focus on him, scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And so looking forward to our fellowship today. I got some great Christ-centered, God-honoring music on the way, including this one. It's a favorite among many. It's Mark Bishop, and My Name is Jesus, on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. On the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
worshiping of the King of Kings. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And one of the shortest verses in the entire Word of God, John 11:35 says, Jesus wept. You know, someone once said, you may soon forget those with whom you have laughed, but you will never forget those with whom you have wept. Friend, if you're listening today and you are in a time of sadness and sorrow and feel that no one understands you, remember that Jesus understands because he has experienced pain too. You can trust that he has been wherever you are and will walk with you through your darkest hour.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
I pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. You know, two painters were in a contest where each said they could paint a picture of peace. One painter painted this sunset with the sun going down over the calm water. It looked very nice, and the picture had a very calming effect. The other painter, however, painted a picture of a storm.
in it. The sky was dark and there was lightning, thunder, and dark clouds rolling overhead. The picture showed the waves crashing against the rocks. Things looked pretty chaotic when he looked at the picture. However, in the corner of the painting, at the bottom, were two big stones and a bird in the middle of them. And the bird was singing. Now, friend, that's peace. Peace is where God's calm and God's tranquility overrule your concerns.
All who sail the sea of faith find out before too long how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong. And suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. And still we sail on knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes He calls us. Let it see, but it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes He calms the storm and other times He calms His child. For each trial that we pass through in life, though we're shaken, we cannot be pulled apart from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold to faith, a heart of trust will always be a quiet, peaceful place. Let it see, but it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes He calms the storm and other times He calls His child.
Only 1 in 5 say their decision to follow Jesus is the most important decision they've made. Is something more important to you than Jesus? Then we need to talk. Call 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
I just love Sundays. They're just something special about Sundays. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio and be sure to like us. Well, a group of 9-year-olds was asked their opinion on the subject of death. Little Jimmy said, when you die, they bury you in the ground and your soul goes to heaven, but your body can't go to heaven because it's too crowded up there anyways. Little Judy said, only the good people go to heaven. The other people go where it's hot all the time, like in our vacation in Florida. Little Johnny said, I love his response. He says, maybe I'll die someday, but I hope I don't die on my birthday because it's no fun to celebrate your birthday when you're dead. You know, friend, it's always amusing to find out what children think about serious issues like death. But what does God's word have to say about death? You know, friend, for the believer to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We can have confidence, friend, that our loved ones who are believers are immediately taken into the presence of God when their spirit leaves this earth. And that simple truth, that hope that comes from our Maker, can bring a childlike smile to the face of even the most mature. Death is not extinguishing the light from the Christian. It's putting out the lamp because the dawn has come. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Cornerstone, this solid ground. firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
That's right, no power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand. I just love that song. That is Keith and Kristen Getty here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio and In Christ Alone. Well, friend, if you have some time today, just want to quickly remind you once again to like us on Facebook. Look up Sunday Worship Radio. And in fact, when you like us, there is a contest going on where you can win a Dr. Charles Stanley devotional book. Yeah, we're going to be doing a drawing a winner on Monday, August the 1st. So you got some time, but don't let too much time pass by. Just look us up, Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mr. Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday. Praise the Lord. Hey, Mark Burns in the studio tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Fred, 7:32 a.m. Central. That's 8:32 a.m. for our great Indiana listeners. Until next time, friend, as you go out and about, just remember that God has called you to be salt and to be light and to be the hands and feet of Jesus.